Quick comment on today's episode. It is a celebration of the music of Louisiana, but it was recorded weeks before news of severe storms in that area. To everyone in the great city of New Orleans, the great state of Louisiana, please stay safe.
Today on Rockin' the Suburb, we go down on the bayou and attend a fete au dos.
So get your hurricane and gumbo ready, because we're talking about Louisiana music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Rockin' the Suburb. That's right, I'm not Jim, I'm not Patrick, but this is another guest host summer replacement series. I am Jesse Jackson. I am here with my buddy Kevin. And say hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
And we are here filling in for Jim and Patrick. Please don't turn off the podcast player. We think we're going to have fun. Kevin, for those of you who may not have heard you before, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm born and raised in South Louisiana. Lived here my entire life. You know, grew up on music, all kind of different music, including music from South Louisiana.
First off, Kevin was kind enough to join me on Set Lessing Bruce a while back. It was one of our Tea Time for Terry episodes where he picked a song for every decade he'd been alive, shared it with Terry and I. So I hope you'll go check that out because Kevin had a wonderful musical journey he shared.
Thank you very much. I had a lot of fun doing it.
When Jim and Patrick put the word out and said, hey, is anyone want to help us while we're off doing vacation and dad stuff? So Kevin stepped up and said, hey, I'd like to do an episode talking about Louisiana music. And I said, ooh, that will be fun. Can I join in? And he was nice enough to include, there is Cajun and there's Creole in foods. There is kind of like a Cajun-style gumbo, a Creole-style gumbo. Your discussion or argument is the same thing in Louisiana music, correct, Kevin?
Creole food is more of the city. It's very rich, very good foods, you know, not for the faint of heart for sure. But Cajun food is more your basic stuff. A lot of them are the same things. You have your jambalaya and your gumbo and all that. So same thing with music. With city, you have more jazz and blues, but in the country, you have more Cajun and Zydeco music. So that's kind of where we're going from there, talking about Cajun and Zydeco.
I grew up in Louisiana. One of the TV stations we got was Lafayette, Louisiana, cue Paul Simon's Graceland. And on Saturday mornings, they would play an hour or so of Cajun music. There'd be local Cajun bands. Everything would be in French or Cajun French. They would play it away. I am thrilled to kind of talk about this because it's going to bring me back. It brings back a lot of memories. How about you growing up there in Louisiana? What was your thoughts and what was your exposure to that?
Growing up, I kind of didn't know a lot about Cajun and Zydeco music, but as I got older, especially in college, I went to school in Lafayette, learned a lot about Cajun and Zydeco music and all, and just really got immersed into it and really got into, you know, my culture, you know, kind of learning the culture a little bit more. It was very interesting, a lot of fun, and like I said, in college, we used to go, it was a big group of us that used to go to these dance halls, and they would have bands playing, and we'd go and dance and all, and it was just, you know, a ton of fun. And, you know, that there's a lot of Cajun Zydeco music played in festivals around here. If y'all ever make it down to South Louisiana, definitely come check out some of those. And they're just, you know, tons of fun.
The idea is you're going to pick up, you got about three bands. You're going to share. You're going to talk about whether they're Cajun or Zydeco. But Before we get there, what do you think are the big difference between the two styles?
Okay, well, I'll get into a little bit more of basically how the music came about. So with Cajun music, you know, the French people that came here, they were originally from France. They went all the way to Nova Scotia, got kicked out of Nova Scotia, and then came down to South Louisiana. So a lot of the music that they were singing at that time were Western, French folk songs, that kind of stuff. And then Native Americans came along, and they were contributed a wailing terror style of singing. Then they had some Creoles. They contributed some new rhythms, a sense of percussion techniques, and all the stuff kind of came together, improvisational singing. And then the Spanish brought the guitars in. And then it was very interesting. Actually, the violin was one of the main instruments, Cajun music, until the Germans came along in the early 19th century and brought the accordion. And that's when the accordion kind of became the big instrument in Cajun music as we know it today.
I did not know that. Go on, give me a little bit more.
Okay, so that's pretty much your Cajun music. So I was thinking now that we give a couple examples to kind of give people kind of an idea of what we're talking about.
Okay. What's the first example you want to hear?
Okay, the first one is D.L. Menard. He's basically been called the Cajun Hank Williams. He's a very interesting guy, some great music, and the song that I want to play is The Back Door.
All right. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Bella nave che zoba, la patera tue anchetta, grande di la tamate, le giure che a peccate, che parte della fortunaria. A pemmi di volete tovida, e metto le che tue primate, ti mano ne batta la mesa, a bella copo di te ti dimone tonge, che parte della fortunaria.
Kevin, how can you not smile while hearing that music? I smile, my feet start tapping. It is just, there is such a sense of joy. And similar to opera, it's okay if you don't know the words. You can't speak the language, whether it's an Italian or, you know, or German, because it's the emotion of the song carries it. Yeah, that's a great start.
It's a lot of fun. As soon as you hear that music, I just want to get up and just start dancing and just, you know, having a good time. It's just fun music.
Absolutely.
So the second example I wanted to give is a song that is a Cajun staple, basically, you know, a standard, and it's Je l'ai blanc. But I wanted to hear it from the version that I want to play is Joel Sonnier. And he, from Rain, he's a Grammy winner. He won a Grammy in 2015. Really great music. So this is Je l'ai blanc.
Yeah.
just a wonderful song. I love the emotion. Great, great stuff. All right. How about the next one?
Okay. So now we've kind of talked about Cajun music. Now I wanted to get more into Zydeco. Zydeco is more music of African Americans who lived in the area. There was a thing back after, you know, the slaves were freed and all that. They had a thing in Louisiana called the Black Code, and black people were actually encouraged to they were able to own property.
Okay.
And so that kind of made, you know, them kind of equal to the white man in that way. So it kind of bridged some gaps. And so they kind of learned a little bit of the Cajun music, but they kind of put in their own style of music that was, I'm trying to remember, I had it here somewhere. But basically they brought some old, like, field hymns and that sort of thing. And then blues kind of came in and influenced it a lot. So there was a lot of different things that came in and kind of formed what is Zydeco music. And it's very interesting because they use some more non-traditional instruments, such as the washboard, and spoons, basically anything, you know, they could get their hands on, they would use as instruments. So it's really interesting, makes the music a lot more fun.
Yeah, that was always my memory is the playing the washboard, which cracks me up, and the spoons, and what great percussion. Yeah, and it's let's listen to the song and then we'll talk a little bit. So who do you have for us?
Okay, the first one I have, and it'll show the washboard off a lot, it's Clifton Chenier. He's basically known as the king of Zydeco music. And he was, has a Grammy as well, won in 1983. He was inducted posthumously into the Blues Hall of Fame, so you can kind of see some of those influences there. And the song I wanted to play, which is a really great one from him, is Zydeco Sans Paul Sale.
That's great. You know, what I find interesting, Kevin, is there a similarity to the vocal styles, but it is often the Cajun seems to be this waltz. And then with Zydeco, while you still have the accordion with the heavy rhythm of the, you know, whether it's spoons or the washboard, it's got it's a little harder and a little more almost rockabilly. Talk a little bit about this one with Clifton.
It's just a really great song. He is definitely one of the ones that you want to listen to first if you want to get into Zydeco music. Clifton Chenier was kind of a pioneer, kind of brought Zydeco music more into the forefront with recorded music, because you know, he wasn't one of the first ones to record it, but he was the first one to kind of bring it to a national stage. And it's just really good music that I just really enjoy, and I hope everybody else does too.
Once again, we talk about Paul Simon's classic Graceland. You know, he mentions about being in Lafayette and drink a little red wine, dance to the music of Clifton Chenier, the king of the bayou. Do you have another one of Zydeco?
Yes, another one I have is his name is Stanley Joseph Durrell Jr., but he's better known as Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yes.
And he's actually originally from Lafayette. He's known kind of as a Zydeco trailblazer, and he's played with such as Eric Clapton, U2, the Boston Pops. So he's kind of taken, you know, Zydeco and kind of brought it to a new level after Clifton Chenier. So he's a very interesting character in the Zydeco world and a lot of fun. And the song that I have is What You Gonna Do.
All right. Let's listen to that a little bit.
Now tell me what you're gonna do when your well run dry. Now you just gonna sit around, you're gonna wonder why. And tell me what you're gonna do, and when your baby say bye. Now you just gonna sit around and wipe your weeping eyes. And tell me what you're gonna do, now when the Zydeco turn it up on you. Now what you're gonna do, tell me.
That's great stuff. Kevin, there is such a joy, and I know I've said that already, but there is such a joy to this music. And there is sometimes when we were living in Louisiana and still even living in Texas, sometimes we'll just put in a mixtape or a CD of just different Zydeco and Cajun music, take the highway, you know, with the windows down and just enjoy the music and, you know, to bring it back to Springsteen, I always do, right? I've got beer, the highway's free. What a great music to enjoy, to share. This is great. We could just go on and on. New Orleans and Louisiana, you talked a little bit, the idea of the gumbo of all these different musical taste and genre all going together and everyone making it their own is kind of what's beautiful about this.
And the music's ever changing because now, you know, country music and other things are kind of influencing. Okay, so even some of the newer Cajun that I haven't been able to get into too much, it's changing. So it's an ever evolving music style, both Cajun and Zydeco.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, just hope everybody enjoys it. And like I said, nowadays with things such as Spotify and Amazon Music and all, you're able to check out all kind of different music. So I encourage everybody to go out there and just check out some good Cajun music. Hopefully you'll find some artists and all that you like.
You know, Kevin, every Mardi Gras at work, I make everyone, I just go to Spotify, get up a couple of playlists, and I make them listen to it. And everyone smiles. Everyone has a good time. So let's wrap up. But before we wrap up, we got to do a little Rock in the Suburb business. First off, don't worry. Jim and Patrick will be back soon. Thank you for putting up with us and listening. We hope you enjoyed it. If someone wants to reach you, Kevin, how can they?
At the Cajun Music Man on Twitter. And Kevin Clement on Facebook. That's pretty much how you can reach me.
Very nice. I am at Jesse Jackson DFW on Twitter. You can hear me talk about music on Set Lessing Bruce. We are, you know, this is the summer of Springsteen. We've got all the E Street Band touring with new albums, and Bruce has a new album. So kind of excited about that. So check that out. You can connect with Jim and Patrick and the show on their social medias at Suburb Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You give them feedback. They would love to hear from you at rock@suburbpod.com. How often should you listen to the show, Kevin?
Every day.
That's right, every day. A day without rock in the suburbs is like a day without sunshine. I mean, let's just face it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, Kevin, what do you got for us to play out on?
Okay. A band that I've been enjoying lately. They've been around for about the last 10 or 15 years or so. It's called the Lost Bayou Ramblers.
Ooh, I like that name. They're a lot of fun.
They play some really great music. They kind of change some things around. Sometimes the bass player will use an upright bass instead of a regular bass. So it's some very interesting music. They actually won a Grammy as well, a lot of Grammys here, for their album Kalinda in 2017. So the song I wanted to play is from that album. It's called Sabine Turnaround.
Thank you guys for listening. As I said, Jim and Patrick will be back soon. For now, a oyster po' boy and a nice cold draft beer, and listen to a little Cajun music. And we'll see you soon.